Hello, thanks for tuning in to my Press Box podcast. I'm sports director Bill Pollack of the Missouri Net. Glad you're with me. I'm not going to do a lot of talking today. We're going to focus on the University of Missouri basketball squads, men and women. They had their Big 12 media days down in Oklahoma City the past couple of days, and I've got the clips from head coach Cindy Stein, also the men's coach Mike Anderson. Now, one thing I will say is there's always a lot of optimism at the beginning of any season, but the one thing that I hear from Coach Anderson, I've heard from Matt Lawrence, Leo Lyons, is that the young freshmen that they've brought in, these five freshmen, a couple of junior college transfers, they've all kind of said the same thing. These kids know how to play, and most importantly, they know how to handle themselves off the court. And of course, you know the problems that some of the players ran into in January when they got into a fight at a nightclub in Columbia. So that's been a sticking point, and it's been something that has been brought up by the seniors and Coach Anderson. So listen for that. And then following that, we'll have head coach Cindy Stein. I'll come in on that as well. So here we go. Head coach Mike Anderson at the Big 12 Media Days down in Oklahoma City.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's an exciting time for me. This is year three with the Missouri basketball program, and I'm certainly excited about the seven newcomers that we have, and we got six holdovers from the last couple of years, and so there's a nice blend of experience, as well as there's one word to describe it. I think it's kind of refreshing, you know, with this group. Now, like you guys got name tags, I think I have name tags at the first practice, but needless to say, I'm really excited about this year, and I think we really have some guys that are excited about being Missouri Tigers, and I think they'll play. We may get a chance to play the brand of basketball that I really, really want to play.
You have a couple of freshman recruits from Kansas City, and can you talk about how they might play this year, might be redshirted, or do you expect immediate impact?
Well, I'll tell you what, one of the things that took place for us when school started, we had an opportunity to go to Canada, and so we actually had a chance to practice with our team 5 days prior to going to Canada. And so I got a chance to really try to expedite these guys in practice. And so having an opportunity to go and play an exhibition over in Canada, we got a chance to see what these guys could do from a basketball IQ standpoint. And I tell you what, Marcus Dedman is one of those young men from Hogan Prep High School. He was one of those guys that scored a lot of points in high school. And you always wonder how it would take place at this level here. And needless to say, I think he got a chance to have a tremendous future at the University of Missouri. Second game, he played 13 minutes, had 23 points. And so there are some guys that I always say, there are some guys that are practice players, and then there are some guys that when the lights come on, boy, they're different players. And Marcus is one of those guys. When the light comes on, he starts to shine offensively as well as defensively. Steve Moore, 6'9", about 7-foot wingspan. He has made tremendous strides since the Canada trip as well as into practice right now. Gives us a guy with a big body, has a lot of girth. I mean, he can bang a little bit and block shots, and I think he has a very good future as well. But those guys are doing a great job so far.
Coach, you kind of touched on it, but is this the first year you feel like you have the talent and depth to rotate around and play the style of basketball you've really wanted to at Mizzou?
I think that is, you're absolutely right. I think with this team here, just from what I've observed thus far, I think we're going to have more options. I think when you talk about having options and having depth to play the way we want to play, one of the things that we always have been able to do is we have been able to score, but you know, our nemesis has been not stopping people, especially the way I want to play. And so with that being said, now I think bringing in some depth and some quality depth. These guys have been recruited to come in and play a certain style of basketball. First of all, I like guys that are used to winning. And so those guys are going to do the little things it takes in order to win. And so I think we have more of those kind of guys. But not only that, I think we have some guys who have – this is their third year. Let's say a guy like Leo Lyons. I mean, coming in, I'm a new coach to Leo Lyons. And so now And, of course, there's that adjustment period. But I think Leo has matured, and now he understands what his role is. A guy like Damari Carroll, who was the newcomer of the year in our league last year, played on a hurt ankle all year. So now he's in his fifth year. He's a senior now. And so I think with those guys, as well as a guy like Matt Lawrence. Matt Lawrence, my first year with Matt Lawrence, his sophomore year, he was one of the leading three-point shooters in the country. And so now we bring in an influx of new guys to go along with the group that we have coming back. JT Tiller, this is his third year, playing for the same coach. So now you get some guys that kind of more experienced and understand their roles a little bit more. And hopefully one of the big keys is going to be the leadership. And that leadership should come from guys like Leo Lyons, Damari Carroll, Matt Lawrence, and, of course, a guy like JT Tiller.
I'll follow that up by asking then, do you feel like this is a team that can kind of surprise some teams, maybe in the North and in the Big 12, kind of jump into that upper half and get competing with maybe the top four that we see in the preseason poll?
I tell you, I'm really excited about the team. And when I get excited, that means some good things on the horizon. Number one, I'm used to winning. And again, this team is going to be young, but I think we have a nice mixture. And I think a lot is going to depend on how these guys come about, how they come along. I think the Canadian trip, it gave me an idea of the potential of this team. And so now what we've done now is just we roll up our sleeves. We went back in the gym. We've been doing two-a-days. They like me right now because I think I cut that out like today. This was the last day of two-a-days. But they've been working extremely hard. And so this team here is going to be one of those teams that they're going to bring their helmets to the game every single night. And I think when you bring that, you're going to give yourself a chance. So with that being said, I think we got a chance to really develop this year. And with our schedule, we got a lot of different kind of tests. You know, early on, we play in the Puerto Rican shootout, opened up against a Xavier team that was in the Elite Eight. In that tournament also is Southern Cal, Memphis, Seton Hall. You name it. You got some great teams, Virginia Tech. So those are going to be some tremendous tests for us early on, and we'll get tested often. California coming into Mizzou Arena. So I'm excited about that. The Border War Series, that's every year against Illinois, and, of course, we play on the road at Georgia. So I think the development of our basketball team, and hopefully with that schedule, will get us really, really ready for the Big 12, which I think it's going to be good this year as well.
Coach, based on what you've seen in practice so far, how are guys reacting to the extended three-point line?
I think, you know, they still want to shoot it. I know that. Yeah. They don't make it much, but they want to shoot it. No, I think those guys, and that's what you do, I think, in practice. You work, and we do a lot of scrimmaging, so we find out those guys that really are effective in terms of shooting it behind the line. A guy like Matt Lawrence, that line won't be a factor for him, but some other guys, it may be. A guy like JT Tiller, it may be. So maybe that's something he's worked on the offseason, but it shouldn't be that much of a factor.
Your front line, I know you're going to count on those guys, Leo and Damari, but in the guard play, who are you looking at maybe especially to kind of run the point? Is it JT? Is it young guys like Denman and Paul? Do you feel like they can step in right away?
Well, that's a good question. I think that's going to be the big question mark with our basketball team. I think our front line is, you've identified, you know, Leo Lyons, a proven guy, Damari Carroll, with those guys, Justin Safford, along with a guy like Keith Ramsey, junior college All-American. I think they give us a tremendous front line. And so the guard play is going to be important. I thought JT did a great job of with what he did last year when he started. I think a guy like Zaire Taylor, I think he's going to be a guy that's going to have to come in and demand the point. What I like about him, he's a big guard. So now we're getting bigger guards that can do a lot of different things. And Zaire Taylor is a transfer from Delaware who set out last year. And so we're looking for him to come in. And if there's any indication of what took place in Canada, then I think he's going to be one of those guys that people are going to be talking about when the season's all said and done. But no question, Demon, Miguel Paul, Kimmy English, I think all those guys are going to factor into, you know, how good our team can be, and their development is going to be very, very important. The thing I like about it is our practices, even as we talk about it right now, they're very, very competitive, very, very competitive. And so what that does is sets the stage for the games. We really get after it in practice. And so guys are competing. They're competing for playing time. That hadn't been the case since I've been there. And so with that said, now you are developing that depth that you got to have to play the way we want to play.
Coach, I know it was your rival who did it, but can you talk about what Kansas's national championship means to the conference overall and in terms of your ability to recruit and attract attention?
Well, I think it tells you the state of the conference. I think the Big 12, I think this is, what, the 11th, 12th year of the conference, and, you know, you got a national championship team. And the funny thing about it is that I think, you know, I don't know, did they win the conference? I think it was like co-champions last year. I mean, so it just tells you this conference is really, really emerging. And I was had an opportunity to be in the Southeast Conference. And, of course, we were in there when Arkansas actually first went in there. And at that time, you know, Kentucky just dominated the conference in everything. And, of course, I think Arkansas and South Carolina came in there, and I think it was 92. And before you know it, now all the other teams really start getting very, very competitive in terms of recruiting. And so won a national championship in 94, and look what happened. I think the next couple of years, Kentucky won one. So hopefully, again, I think the Big 12, I think there's some great years ahead of the Big 12.
Following along those lines, Coach, do you feel like this is maybe more wide open than the Big 12 been the last couple of years with maybe not the national championship caliber team right at the forefront?
Well, I think you got a lot of teams that are really were making that push anyway, so it just kind of opened up the door. I mean, when you look at, you know, I think Jeff Capel is some pretty good talent there. They played well going down the season. They got a lot of guys returning. You talk about Texas, Rick, you know, he has a stable of guys returning. So you got some guys that are returning. So on paper, I mean, you look and say, okay, these guys here should be. Baylor has a lot of guys returning. But I think there's a funny thing about basketball is the paper doesn't play. I think the guys play. And so and I'm sure each and every coach that comes up here, they're trying to prepare their team to be the best team they possibly can be. And on any given night, a lot of things take place. It took place last year. It'll take place this year, too.
You know, there is a lot to look forward to. Damari Carroll is excited. He's healthy. His ankle feels a lot better. Leo Lyons, I think, matured a little bit. He was always butting heads with Mike Anderson. I think he's grown up in the last couple of months. He's ready to be a leader. JT Tiller will be a top defensive player. And Matt Lawrence has been working on his outside shot. He's trying to regain that form he had sophomore year. And I'll tell you, there are some good young players and a couple guys that you are really going to like. Zaire Taylor, a 6'4 guard. He's a transfer. He sat out after playing at Delaware. And then Marcus Denman, a freshman from Hogan Prep in Kansas City. Kid is exciting and is going to light it up. Now, they're going to make some mistakes, but I think you're going to see an exciting brand of men's basketball at Missouri this year and the type of style that Mike Anderson likes to play up and down the court and a lot of pressure defense. All right, here is Missouri women's head coach Cindy Stein.
Well, I just we're looking forward to obviously coming back to Oklahoma City for the Big 12 tournament. We're very excited about the season. I was trying to prepare for what was going to go on today, because you hear about so many different things that are always going on throughout the summer, coaches, and it amazes me with women's basketball because we always talk about fashion. So we're either talking about like what Kim Mulkey's going to wear, Sherry Cole stilettos. Now I hear Coach G has her own clothing line. So I was thinking what I was going to do, and I thought about coming naked because I thought that'd be the only way I'd get any attention. But they wouldn't let me on the plane. So, but, and we wanted attendance this year. We wanted our attendance to go up, so that wasn't going to help us. But we are excited about being here. I brought two outstanding young ladies here. Shakira Jones, who's a sophomore returning starter, and Alyssa Hollins, another returning starter, senior. And they both have been providing such great leadership this year. For what we plan on being a very, very good year for the Mizzou Tigers. And why do we say that? We return all our starters. We return 99.9% of our offense and 99.9% of our defense. And now we've added four freshmen. Three of them are 6'3 and bigger, and the other one's 6 foot. So, and they're very talented freshmen. So we're very excited. We feel like our depth is so much better. We feel like we have seasoned veterans coming into play. And we can't wait to get things going.
Okay, Coach, thank you for your comments. We'll take questions from the floor.
I want to ask you about the size. You know, you brought in a lot of size. Obviously, Shaq did a lot of yeoman's work as a little bit of an undersized post player last year. How much is the size going to help you overall and maybe help Shaq also?
Well, the biggest factor with our size right now is just the fact that Shakira is about 6'1", and we have her going up against 6'5", 6'3", 6'3", in practice, which has never happened all last year unless one of our guy practice players happened to be bigger. So, she's able to go up against bigger kids, which is making her actually finish around the basket probably better. She's so much more comfortable inside. It's no longer an eye-opener when you see somebody coming up bigger, and especially like a Courtney Paris-type player that, you know, she was going to have to play in the post. She's no longer, threatened and has a lot more confidence going into that. I think that that's one of those things, plus the depth. I mean, we had Nicole Wilson last year, who was a volleyball player, hadn't played collegiate basketball, and, you know, just coming in off the bench now will be players that have more basketball skills, probably more basketball knowledge. Even though Nicole did a great job for us, these kids are just going to keep improving, and their shot blocking abilities and their scoring abilities, just give us so much more depth inside. We probably went from one of the smallest teams in the Big 12 last year to now, I would put us in the top half.
Cindy, you've got everybody back. You talked about 99% of your offense and defense. Out of all those returners, who is really stepping up? Who have you seen like a whole new part of their game?
It's interesting because I feel like everyone's returned better in some way. Obviously, I think that I was a little surprised in individual workouts this year, Alyssa making some of the moves that she did, because I've been talking to her about, being a little bit more physical, going inside and getting to the basket a little bit more, and she's doing all those things. And so she had a couple moves earlier in individual workouts. She's pulling something out of her pocket again and playing extremely well. And you're talking about your best player on your team coming back better. Obviously, I talked about Shakira. She's just so much more comfortable inside. She's stepping out on the perimeter now and hitting some threes. She's doing some other things. Jezra Johnson has always been somebody that, she just scores and she rebounds. But Jazz Otote's come back better, more consistent shooter, working harder on the defensive end. Rayshara Brown, another one that's, is going to play her mainly at point or backup point, depending on how she did, and she's coming in and playing the wing really well for us, being very physical, another tremendous rebounder, defender. I could go on down the line. I think that they've all come back better. Toy Richbow's come back better. You just can name them.
Coach, you had three overtime games last year, the biggest being the Oklahoma game. Talk about what your kids took away from that.
Well, the Oklahoma game, I think, was big on the fact that, we were very disappointed in our season up into that point. And, we knew we had some close games that we had lost, and we were hanging in there, but no one wants to hang in there. You want to have something. So I think the Oklahoma game gave us some confidence. It gave us a reason to kind of puff out our chest and say, we're going to be a lot better next year. But at the same time, we also understood that Oklahoma game meant that we needed to make sure that we were doing all the little things this summer to return better. And I think that is what it did the most.
Following that, you guys nearly beat Oklahoma in Columbia. That game basically came down to the last minute, and then you beat them. Not to ask you to give away all your secrets against Oklahoma, but why were you so successful against them, and what do you think about them being picked number one, although it's, a lot of teams got votes for number one, about them being picked to win the league this year?
Well, I think Oklahoma is a good pick for number one. They return everybody, so, as many of our conference teams do, I think that uh, when we ended the season last year, I looked at the Big 12 and knew that we were returning probably 80-plus percent of our best players in the league. And, of course, I was hoping they were all graduating. So it just put a little bit more emphasis on what we needed to do. But as far as our play against Oklahoma, I think it just had to do more with our players being a little bit more aggressive. You know, and that's something that we got better at during the year, but defensively especially. You know, in the Big 12, you can't sit around and wait for things to happen. You've got to help make things happen. And against Oklahoma, I think we probably always did that better in those games than some of the others. It's just playing all out defensively, a little bit more aggressive. And we've, for us to compete in the Big 12, we're going to have to be a highly aggressive and intense team.
Well, it's hard to believe. We're just a couple of weeks away from the start of basketball. So hope you enjoyed it. Thanks a lot for listening to my Press Box podcast. Of course, you can go back and check out all of my archived podcasts. If you just go to MissouriNet.com, look on the right-hand side, and you'll see my mug and the Press Box podcast logo. Make sure you click on that link. I'm Bill Pollack, Missouri Net Sports.